Plus, it gets on 4CC. There's been a lot of conjecture in regards to COVID-19 app. Now, I've actually downloaded it on my phone, and I think it's very important, but there's a lot of people saying, well, just another way for the government to keep track of. So I thought I'd get a hold of our federal member, Ken O'Dowd. Morning, Ken.
Good morning,
how are you?
Good morning.
I don't understand it. I can understand people thinking, okay, it's just another way for the government to track us. And I mean, that's a thought that we've had with a whole lot of things. I mean, if somebody wanted to track you, I can download something now on a mobile phone to go and find somebody in another state and territory and know exactly where they are. But with this app, it's actually making sure people are safe.
It's about combating C19, Hamo. You know, it's the traceability and the cracking down on the virus if it comes up in these clusters, that we can get on top of it early, like what's happened in northern Tasmania.
Mm-hmm.
If they could isolate where the problem was quickly, You know, that could have flown all across Tasmania very quickly in a short space of time. So, look, you know, I considered the big brother looking over the shoulder, knowing more about me than I knew about myself. But when you consider what you got on your driver's license, my health card record, and other forms of what you give information to other sources for, you know, this is really nothing. They asked you four questions to join up on the app, and
yes,
that is a name, a phone number, a postcode, and an approximate age. That's all they're asking, you know, and you can give a dummy name if you want to, but what have I got to hide, or what have you got to hide by giving a false name and a false postcode if it means cracking down on this terrible virus, which is actually killing people?
It's something about keeping peace of mind of what's happening with the COVID-19, and if there is an outbreak, then we can isolate it.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. It's stored on your phone and it'll self-delete itself anyway after 21 days. It's who you come in contact for 15 minutes, and I don't think while the coronavirus is on that I'll be with too many people for 15 minutes at a time.
No.
At the 1.5 metres. So, you know, like, and when we get back to normal, I meet a lot of people all the time, but at the moment I'm not. I'm sort of semi-isolated from home to work, and I think that's the case with most people.
Well, I even haven't met you yet, although you probably don't want to meet me.
That's not quite correct. It might come over the wrong way.
All right, mate. So I just wanted to give people peace of mind on that. And just quickly, the state government lifting some restrictions from midnight on Friday. That's positive news and a step in the right direction, isn't it?
It certainly is. And I know there's a lot of small businesses out there suffering. And the sooner we get them back to work, the better. And by the way, my wife comes from Bowen, and so I can get some Bowen.
Uh-oh.
Pretty good people.
Well, I come from Bowen. Gee, I wonder if your wife knows me.
I'll check her out. I'll check you out.
Oh, no. See, that's worse than the COVID-19 app. All right, Ken, look, thank you very much for your time, and we'll catch up again maybe next week, eh?
Okay, Hamo. Thanks very much.